Welcome to the Soulfully Spiritual Podcast, where we talk about life, love, work, relationships, and all the things with a spiritual twist. I'm your host, Deanna, and I look forward to bringing you into my soulfully spiritual world in a way that makes you feel right at home. So grab your coffee, your tea, and get cozy. Hello, hello, hello. It's Deanna, and welcome back to the Soulfully Spiritual Podcast. This is episode 6, and today's episode is a guided meditation that I led in my weekly meditation membership group called Heavily Meditated, and it's all about expanding our gratitude. So this is the meditation to use if you are seeking a new, fresher perspective on a past event, or you're really wanting to let go of some attachments to some old wounds and past experiences. This is the meditation for you. So all you need to do is be seated or find somewhere comfortable to lay. I do want to let you know this is not a meditation to complete when you are driving or operating heavy machinery. You want to be really safe. So if you can be seated somewhere comfortably and safely where you can focus your full awareness and attention, or you can lay down still focusing your full awareness and attention to this moment, to the meditation, that is the way to go. So we're going to dive right in. I really hope you enjoy this meditation. Make sure you save this episode if you like it, because you can revisit it anytime, and leave me a review, rate my podcast. Let me know what you're loving. Let me know what you're not loving. All right. Have a incredible meditation. Okay. So welcome to today's meditation session. And what we're going to do is we're going to take this first minute. We're going to sit with our eyes closed, our breathing at our normal rhythm, and we're going to set our intention for this meditation. So why do you meditate? What benefit are you hoping to receive from it? All good things to consider when you're thinking of your intention. Maybe it's to bring more peace into your life. Maybe it's to get to know yourself better. Maybe it's to help you be a better parent or a better partner. Whatever it is, go ahead and come up with your intention for this 30-minute session and repeat it to yourself 3 times. So now that you have your intention set, come to a comfortable seated position or lay down if that's available to you. You want to relax your jaw, relax the tension in your jaw, relax any tension in your forehead. Go ahead and roll your shoulders back and then down to straighten your spine. Go ahead and place your hands on your knees or down at your side with your palms facing up. During this meditation, it's important that you remain open in your mind and your heart. Do your best to observe your thoughts rather than take an active role in them. And remember to breathe. Receive the information that comes forward from your intuition and higher wisdom. Now go ahead, bring your awareness to your breath. Go ahead and take a few calming breaths in Inhale through the nose, exhale out through the mouth. Take a nice deep inhale through the nose, filling your belly up through your chest. Now go ahead and bring your head over to your right shoulder. So lean your ear towards your right shoulder. Exhale. Inhale back at center. Now bring your left ear down to your left shoulder. Exhale. As you move your head back to center, take a nice deep inhale. Take your right ear down to your right shoulder on the exhale. Inhale, return to center. One more time, bring your left ear down to your left shoulder. Return back to center. Taking a deep, deep, deep breath in through your nose. And releasing fully out your mouth. Now we're going to move into a body scan, which is meant to create simple awareness of your body parts as I guide you through from heart to throat. As you go from part to part, notice the sensations. Maybe there's tingling, or numbness, tightness, or relaxation. We want to aim to keep your focus gently directed. We're not forcing thoughts, we're not trying to move thoughts away, push them away, judge them or shame them. We just want to bring our awareness back to our body. So go ahead, bring your awareness to the top of your head. To the top of the head. And now bring your awareness to your shoulders. What do you feel? What sensations? Go ahead and bring your awareness to your left arm. To keep breathing, normal breathing rhythm, and through the nose, out through the nose or the mouth, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Move your focus and your awareness over to your right arm. Now bring your awareness right into your heart center. Notice what's happening in your body. Notice the feelings, the sensations, the resistance, or the peace. Now move your awareness into the stomach. Now to the hips. Bring your awareness to your left leg, noticing any feelings, sensations, reactions, responses. Now bring your awareness to your right leg. Now to your left foot. Now bring your awareness to your right foot. What sensations, what feelings, what are you noticing in your body as you visit each of these very important points?
essence of who you are. Bring your focus to your left hand, to your left palm. Your right hand, and your right palm. Go ahead and bring your awareness to your total body. Start from the crown of your head, scan quickly moving down entire body out through your feet. What do you feel in your body? Do you notice areas of tension or areas that feel really, really great? Maybe there's tingling. Just observe what's happening in your body, not trying to change it. Simply observe feelings that come up as you focus your awareness. Now return to your breath. Take three deep breaths in through your nose, out your mouth. So fully inhale, deep, deep, deep down into the belly, up through the chest. And exhale, letting the air naturally escape through your mouth. Another inhale, deep down into the belly. Exhale through the mouth. One more time. Deep, deep, deep inhale. Down into the belly, up through the chest. Exhale fully from the mouth. Now we're going to move into a visualization. Just follow along with the prompts, remembering to breathe, remembering to be an observer to your thoughts, just like if you were watching a movie or listening to a story. You don't want to take an active role in your thoughts by trying to change them, shift them, move them, shape them, judge them. Simply notice them and let them float away. So in your mind, recall a time when you felt true joy or true success. So when did you feel truly happy, truly joyful, truly successful? Ahead and drop into this. Spend a minute or two really, really thinking, opening yourself up to receiving the memories, the feelings, all the things that came with this true moment of joy, true moment of happiness, or true moment of success. This could be anything for you. Promotion at work, falling in love, reaching a weight loss or fitness goal, becoming a parent, whatever it is for you, just allow yourself to sit here, drop in, and identify that moment for you. Feel truly happy, truly at peace, true joy. forward, keep breathing. You're doing amazing. Once you have your one thing, your memory, the time where you felt true joy, true peace, true happiness, true success, focus, think about that time in your mind. Live it as best you can and identify, where do you feel that joy in your body? You think about that moment, true joy. Where do you feel it in your body? Maybe you feel it in your throat because sharing your truth landed you your dream job. Maybe it's your heart fluttering because you're thinking of someone you love. Whatever it is for you, allow yourself to observe it. Sit with that feeling. Curious about that feeling in your body. Keep breathing, relaxing any tension in your jaw, forehead, shoulders. Now, think about everything that happened in your life, in your external world, leading up to that moment of true joy, true happiness, true success. What else was happening in your world at the time? What feelings and experiences were present? Were they feelings of happiness? Were they lower vibration feelings? Stay here, stay in this moment. Looking back on that moment, looking back a little further, what was your outside world like? What were your relationships like? Were there any stress, disappointments along your way to that moment of joy, that moment of success? Were there any moments you wish would have gone differently? Stay with it, stay curious, stay open. Staying in that observer role, not judging our past experience, not wishing it was different, simply seeing it for what it is. Once you've identified what was happening, like leading up to great happiness, great joy, I want to know, can you look back at these experiences and see the part they played moving you towards your moment of joy, your moment of success? Go ahead and sit with that question for a few moments and really, really allow yourself to explore that. Can you look back at those experiences and see the part they played in moving you towards your moment of joy or success? Can you find gratitude for them? Can you make peace with them? This brings up feelings of discomfort. Just lovingly remind yourself that you are totally safe, that your truth, this truth is just for you. So don't be afraid to really go there, really explore. If you had some not so great experiences on your path to that happy moment or to a time in your life where you did feel happy, whole, and complete, what comes up for you in your body when you are asked if you can find acceptance, find gratitude for those difficult? Doing so great. Keep breathing. Always keep breathing through the meditations. When we withhold our breath or we have shallow breath, our body is triggered into our fight or flight response, and right now we want calmness, we want peace. We're welcoming in gratitude. Continue to explore what comes up for you. What are you feeling in your body? Is it difficult to go back and revisit past experience? Does it feel easy? Whatever it is for you, that's okay. This is all about observing and noticing what's happening for us, not trying to control it, not trying to change it. Just trying to work on a path to acceptance and gratitude. So sit with this for just a few more moments. Think about everything that happens in our lives leading up to our greatest moments. Not all of those moments are great. Some of them suck really bad. We keep going, we keep moving forward. We learn new information, we use it to move towards our goals, towards happiness, towards success. Are you able to find acceptance, peace, and gratitude in your heart for all those hard moments, all those moments that were less than joyous? As you learned, you evolved, you received new information that you would not have received or any other way to help inform you to make the decisions that will lead you and continue to lead you and have led you to happiness, joy, moments of success. So if you would like to continue exploring this, I invite you to take some time today, grab your journal, and write it out. Now, when you have fully explored and you feel content with the whole of the experience, the good, neutral, the bad, all of it that went into your moment, into bringing about that joy, that moment of success. When you think of that in totality, the culmination of it all, and you go within, see if you can feel an increase open, high vibe feelings, high vibe emotions. See if you can feel more peace, more acceptance than you did maybe when you first recall these experiences. Even the smallest amount of progress is a celebration. Even if you simply feel less of a lower vibe emotion, that's amazing work. Now go ahead, gently bring your awareness back to your breath. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale naturally out the nose. Big inhale, 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 inhale down to the belly, full capacity. Exhale out the mouth. One more deep, 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 deep inhale. Bringing the breath down into the belly, up to the chest. Exhaling fully out the mouth. Now, we will close this meditation with an affirmation. I would love for you, and I invite you to repeat this affirmation in your mind's eye, say it in your mind, 11 times today, tomorrow, and maybe even Monday. So 11 times, I would love for you to repeat, I am grateful for my experiences. I am grateful for my experiences. Go ahead and begin repeating this. When you get to 11 times. Being grateful for your experiences doesn't mean they were easy. Doesn't mean there was no pain. It doesn't mean it all worked out perfectly. Doesn't mean you didn't deserve better. Being grateful for your experiences is accepting you for you. It's being accepting of life, of this journey. Can be grateful for your experiences without necessarily wanting to pick them for yourself. Good can always come from bad, I believe that. Gratitude is the fastest path to more good, abundance. Now, before we end this meditation, let's go ahead and say thank you. Thank you to yourself for showing up and doing this work. Thank you to yourself for being open to explore your truth. Thank you to the experiences that brought you where you are. Thank you to the experiences for the growth and the lessons and the information you made available to you. Thank your body for being this amazing temple. Thank your heart for allowing you to be open to this work, to be open to giving yourself the gift of being with yourself and your thoughts for 30 minutes this morning. Go ahead, return to your breath, your normal breathing rhythm. If you need to, go ahead, roll your shoulders, shake your arms out, move your body. Yeah. This meditation, the heavenly meditating session is now complete. When you are ready, open your eyes. You can return to this meditation anytime you seek a fresh perspective on the situation or an outcome. Or anytime you want to do the work of letting go of attachments to past experiences. So much love. Bye.